Good evening. I'm Jessica Marpey, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I want to welcome you to this live event and thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Vincent Hughes of the 7th Senate District will take your calls as he discusses voting and what you need to know about the upcoming election on November 4th. Senator Hughes will be joined by the Chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Omar Sabir, the Head of Civil Rights Division at Marone Law Firm, Pierre Bradford Gray, and the Executive Director at PA Youth Vote, Angelique Hinton. For tonight, if you have a question or would like to make any comment during the call, just press *3 to join the conversation. Again, if you have a question or a comment during any point of tonight's conversation, press *3 to participate in tonight's call. And without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Jessica. Good evening, everybody. This is Senator Vincent Hughes. Welcome to this telephone town hall for my friends and neighbors within the 7th Senatorial District. I'd like to thank everyone who is taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on this call. You know, whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I really do appreciate your engagement. Reminder, as Jessica said, if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's conversation, press *3 on your phone. Press *3 on your phone. Again, if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's conversation, press *3 on your phone. As Jessica said, this evening we'll be discussing voting and what you need to know about the upcoming election on November 4th. It is a very important election. Justice is on the line in this election. It is very important. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not. It is extremely important. Again, we're asking folks to press *3 on their phone if you want to ask a question. To help get the conversation going, we've got three guests. I want to, you know, we always try to bring some of the best, some of the top in the field, top in the program to talk to our constituents about whatever the issue is about that we're conversing about. Tonight we have the chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners and two additional outstanding individuals. And I'm going to ask them to all just make opening comments for 2 minutes or so about the importance of the election. First, I'm going to ask our chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Omar Sabir, to jump on. Thank you, Omar. Welcome. Chairman Sabir, thank you so much for joining us on the telephone town hall tonight. What do you want to say to the folks in the 7th Senatorial District, sir?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say, you know, it's always great to talk to the constituents of the 7th Senatorial District. Yes, I am the chair of the city commissioners, but I got my start for 6 years serving the constituents of the 7th Senatorial District, working with State Senator Vincent Hughes. It was always an honor to be on the same stage with you, man. So I was great. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. What's that quick message that you want to communicate to the folks before we start getting into some of the questions that folks might have about the importance of the election coming up and about the process? You got a lot of stuff going on as we start gearing up for this election. What is it that you want people to know, sir?
I want people to know that right now, if you're inspired right now, you can go and you can vote tomorrow. I mean, literally, we have two satellite locations that are in the 7th Senatorial District. We have one on 4029 Market Street, and we have another on 5610 Lancaster Avenue, 56 on Lancaster. So, you know, we have two locations. You can walk in. We're open 7 days a week. You can walk in. You crush your ballot. They'll print it out right on the spot. And you can get your civic obligation done. You don't even have to wait until November the 4th. I mean, we have taken away all the excuses for you to vote. So I need our family and friends on this call. You are deputized commissioners now, so you got to spread the word and let everyone know that they can vote right now. We got to let everybody know that people don't even know it's an election. So I need you to let everybody know that there is an election, because chances are if you're listening to a town hall at 6 o'clock, there's probably a 90% chance that you're going to vote. So I'm preaching to the choir right now. And we're going to get into all the ways that you can vote, the technicalities of it. But we just need to let folks know that there is an election, because everybody don't know. So please, Be my ambassadors and spread the word, let everyone know they can vote tomorrow if they want to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate you, sir. Joining us right now, you know, we talked about the fact that justice is on the line, and literally, justice is on the line in this election. Retention elections for the state Supreme Court, local elections for judges, and our Court of Common Pleas and various other places. So really, this is the election where you're dealing with justice either in the micro level, right in your face, or you're dealing with it in the macro level in terms of important decisions that are made at the state Supreme Court level. Joining us right now is the head of the Civil Rights Division for the Marone Law Firm. She used to be the chief public defender for the city of Philadelphia, a good friend of mine, Keir Bradford Gray. Welcome, Keir, to the conversation with the constituents of the 7th Senatorial District. What is it that you want folks to understand about this upcoming election and how they need to be prepared?
Well, thank you for having me, and good evening, everyone. Again, my name is Keir Bradford Gray, and I'm a civil rights lawyer, and it couldn't have been a better time to be a civil rights lawyer, which is why judges are becoming so much more important, increasingly important right now. We are seeing the federal government roll back protections, defund agencies that were meant to protect us and protect your civil rights. So people are turning to the courts to defend their civil rights because agencies can't take it on or they won't take it on. So that means judges here in Pennsylvania are going to play an even bigger role in deciding what rights we actually have in our daily lives. So the PA Supreme Court especially can protect rights under our state constitution, where we have even additional protections for making sure that we are not discriminated against based on our race, our age, our gender, our religious affiliation, or our sexual affiliation. These are very important civil liberties that the federal government is no longer going to protect us on. So everything is going to be local, and we've got to pay attention to this because they're going to shape the future for the next 10 years.
That's Keir Bradford Gray. Thank you, Keir. Really appreciate you framing the conversation and the importance of these judicial races at the state level. They've always been important, but it's even magnified even more as we see a number of our various rights be just stripped away at the federal level. The importance of the states, Pennsylvania, nationally, is extremely important that we strengthen our states, especially when it comes to justice. And we know we'll get further into that conversation as we go along for the next 45 minutes or so. You know, there's been a lot of conversation. And again, folks, remember, press *3 if you want to ask a question. Press *3. I'm going to say it 3 times so it'll sink in. Press *3 if you want to ask a question. We always talk about the issue around getting more young people voting and what can we do to encourage young people to vote, encourage young people to participate. So our next guest has a specialty in that space. She's the executive director for Pennsylvania Youth Vote. PA Youth Vote, Executive Director of PA Youth Vote, that's Angelique Hinton. She's been working on this issue about motivating young people to participate in the electoral process, and we want to make sure that she's given some direction to all of our listeners in this telephone town hall so that they can communicate with the young people that they're connected with to urge them and motivate them to get them voting. Angelique, welcome to the telephone town hall in the 7th District. What would you like to communicate to folks about this whole issue about getting young people voting?
Well, actually, this is an opportune time. I just came back from Allegheny County, ironically, where we had 2 full days of youth engagement. We had a few hundred students where we engaged them. And what we have found is one really smart way to engage them is really focus on issues that young people care about, and then connect the dots right to the offices that are on the ballot in each election cycle. And so we try to focus really on every ballot, connect the dots. This year, of course, it's judges. Young people care very much about issues like racial justice, so helping them understand the important roles that offices such as the district attorney, and judges play in what type of justice is going to be administered is really, really key to getting them to understand the importance of, you know, participating. Also, issues that they care about, such as, you know, back in 2023, Pennsylvania was ruled unconstitutional in how they fund public education. So educating young people, because we're primarily in schools, in communities of color, underfunded school districts. So helping them even understand that that is a policy decision, right, about whether or not the schools are fully funded and equitably funded, you would see is very motivating for them in getting them to want to participate and play a role in who is elected and who is put into these, you know, seats of power. I'll also say, like, for instance, as I'm thinking about all of the things that are happening right now, people are losing their jobs every day. And so many people don't really understand for young people, you know, housing insecurity could become an issue. Eviction. Judges play a critical role in determining whether or not people even understand they have rights in that process. So judges play critical roles in young people's lives every day. And what we have found is when we connect the dots for the issues that are impacting them, that they care very much about, to what is on the ballot, they are very engaged. And they feel very empowered through that process, and they are participating and showing up, and not just showing up to vote, but also to hold leaders accountable once they are elected in an office. So,
that's good stuff, Angelique Hinton. That's good stuff. Thank you so much. I hope you had a good time out there in Allegheny County working with those young people out there. I know you have some plans for this region of the state as well. And we really appreciate you doing the good work of motivating young people. And I know they motivate you as well. Their energy and their enthusiasm and their excitement as they learn about all of this, I know that excites you as well. So thank you so much
Can I just thank you, though, too, because you've always been really supportive. And just stay tuned. Young people in Philadelphia will be marching to vote early on National Early Vote Day, which is October 28th. We do that huge event down at City Hall every year in partnership with Commissioner Sevier's office. So, you know, stay tuned for that. We definitely will be engaging young people in this area as well. And so we're excited.
Here you go. Thank you, Angelique. October 28th. That's an important day. That sounds good. Jessica, how about if we start taking some calls? And remember, folks, if you have a question, press *3. Please press *3 on your phone. That way we can get to answer your question. Jessica, who's up first?
First we have Lenora. Lenora, you're live. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Lenora.
Oh, it looks like we lost Lenora.
Did we lose Lenora?
Lenora, if you want to press *3 again, we'll try to get you back in the queue. And in the meantime, we'll go to Debbie. Debbie, you're live.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. I called Commissioner Sevier's office last week because I heard on last Friday on KYW that the Department of Justice was demanding for the voter rolls to be released in the state of Pennsylvania, and that the Secretary of State was violating some type of law because he refused to release the voting rolls. So I relayed that message to Commissioner Sevier because I think the citizens and taxpayers of this state need to understand that we are being deliberately attacked. And I think the purpose of getting those rolls is to remove people off the voter rolls. And I'd like to know if anything can be done about that, if we can alert the citizens here, or did Commissioner Sevier receive that notice or whatever? Thank you.
Okay, that's a good question. Mr. Chairman, what was the response? Is that a... You have to follow a state dictate on that, or you handle that locally? What's the story on that?
Okay, so, I mean, so the Secretary of State, one of our colleagues, he was a former commissioner, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, him and the Governor Shapiro's administration, they're not turning over the voting rolls, so that's going to get sorted out in court, as I understand. As of now, nothing was turned over to the Department of Justice.
Okay, there you go. That's good information. Elections happen locally, not down in Washington. They happen at the local level. Thank you very much for that question. Thank you very much for that answer, Chairman Sabir. All right. Who's got the next question, Jessica?
We have Lenora back on the line. So, Lenora, you're live now.
Hey,
okay,
Lenora.
Hi. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I have been confused about how to vote on these judges. I am liberal. I vote Democrat. And I get stuff in the mail all the time from the Democrats. And I got this thing that looks like Act Blue, and it says to make sure that I vote no, because I need to help defend democracy and protect women and children and force a fair election. And it says, on your mail-in ballot, vote no 3 times, because it's confusing. But, you know, so then I go, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to vote no. All right, right, I understand now, because no, I don't want to retain the Supreme Court. Because I don't. Not the Supreme Court, but right now I do in Pennsylvania, but I wasn't thinking, like, this thing just says Supreme Court, right? Like, it's confusing. It's propaganda that got mailed to me. I'm a Democrat. Like, I am a flying flag, my gay flag out there. I am a Democrat. And they saw me coming. And I refuse to take down my hair the same. And so I get this in the mail, and it's confusing. It looks like something that I get from ACT all the time. And so I'm confused as a real inclined person to know what's up. I was confused on how to vote for this.
Lenora, let me try to respond to you, okay? Now, on this call, we can't tell you to vote retain or to not retain. We can't tell you that, all right? Because this is not a political call. Unless my lawyer says we can, I don't think we can. So we're going to refrain from that. I will say that there will be a number of folks who will be expressing their opinion about the judges, the justices, the retention of the justices over the next several weeks. And I would suggest that you pay close attention to those individuals who say these folks should be retained or these folks should not be retained, all right? Pay close attention, all right? We know, for example, the president has said no retention, and that's just for informational purposes only. The president has said no retention. So if you want to be with the president, then you go ahead and do that. But others have said they should be retained. And if you want to be with them, you go ahead with that. We can't say on this call retain or not to retain. I know how I'm going to vote, all right? But we can't say who you should vote for, all right? But we can say that it's important that we have an education system that's fully funded. It's important that we have civil and human rights that are protected. It's important that the rule of law is followed. It's important that search and seizure is not gone way past the boundaries that have historically been set in this country. And some people believe that those things are important, and some people believe that they're not important. What we do know is that the judges will make the final decision. So pay close attention over the next several days and weeks, where more people will be speaking publicly about who they're for, who they're not for. And what we do know is this. Certain times mail goes out that is intended to confuse,
yes,
intended to cause confusion, okay? And what you should do is just kind of rely on your friends, your neighbors, and those trusted individuals who you lean upon for good information to just kind of rely on them. All right? So I thank Counselor Keira Bradford Gray. I think I've stayed on the appropriate line.
You did well, Senator. We're not getting canceled. You did well, yes.
No, we're not getting canceled. We're not getting Jimmy Kimmel, all right? So there you go. All right, but that's a good question. Jessica, who's the next one? Next caller.
Next, we have Ms. Drake. Yeah. Ms. Drake, you're live.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Drake?
Yes, yes. But what I would like to know, I'm doing great. But I would like to know, see, there's a lot of people that want to vote, but they have no one politically that come around and help encourage their spirits. Mm. They need some encouragement, you know. Now, Vince is my senator, and Jones is my councilman, and all that stuff. But these people know nothing about voting. My kids know about voting, but and I'm around a lot of young people who really would like to get involved, but they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how, and I wish if I used to could print out everything and give them and have the young folks to put them in the door so they'll know that it's important for us as a people,
mm-hmm.
to know that we are as important as anyone on planet Earth. But these young people don't know that anymore. The school, my school, is about to close down. We had it named Guyon Bluefoot when I was there. I taught there. And now,
mm-hmm.
the kids hardly go there. Their parents will go, and don't think I'm saying it because I'm in the hood, but the truth is the truth. They'll go and cuss the teachers out. The workers leave, the teachers leave, and everybody leave. They need someone that they can look at a higher level and feel good that I am important and I will make a difference in this world for the coming generations. Now, if I've been talking today at the Salvation Army. I went over there, and I have four or five people, and we were saying we were going to get together and try our best to get the hundreds and hundreds of young folks from in 19131, and we are known to all the politicians, and it's
right.
a terrible idea. So if we can get someone from the political office, we will go forth and get some paper who's running and what they're running for, so they can have a chance to understand what it is, can vote for people who's going to help us. We need it bad.
Ms. Drake, and so to all my guests, Ms. Drake is a legend. She is a legend. I mean, a real deal legend out here in West Philadelphia. Brother Sabir, you know Ms. Drake. You've helped out on numerous occasions, all right?
Yeah.
And so, Ms. Drake, if you want to get those young people together and arrange something with my office, we'll be glad to do something with them, okay? To just sit down and talk with them and try to get them motivated and excited about voting and help them understand. And we'll also connect them to Angie Hinton's operation, PA Youth Vote, as well. I'm sorry.
Senator, we're happy if we did the summer. We came to your office and did a training for your interns about what was on the ballot. We're more than happy to partner with you if they can bring young people to a space to come and do engagement, this election.
There you go.
As well.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll get that done in the next week or two. All right?
To piggyback off that, right. I can just say something really quickly. I know I wanted to work with Angelique as well on making civics for judges, for judicial education fun. So doing some of those practice things where you can have a child, the youth, be the judge and helping them understand how cases are decided and what kind of cases are coming. We have to make this fun for people to want to engage. And we've really got to meet people where they are. So I'm down too, Senator. Please, Angelique, Senator, count me in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll do that. Absolutely. Ms. Drake is a legend. Jessica, who's next? Remember, folks, press *3 on your phone if you want to get on the list to ask some questions. Jessica?
Next, we have Cecilia from West Philadelphia. Cecilia, you're live.
Hello?
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
My question is, can I get a mail-in ballot from the neighborhood site? So my site would be 40th and Market, or do I have to request it through the mail online so I can get the mail-in ballot and vote and not have to stand in line on November 4th? Thank you.
Chairman Sabir?
Yes, I mean, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, you can walk in to any satellite location. We have 10 located all across the city. But yes, you can walk right in to the 104029 Market Street, and you just say that I want a ballot. We're going to print the ballot out. You're going to have a private place to vote, and you're going to get a My Voter sticker. It literally will take you about 5 minutes to get everything done.
There you go. And remember, folks, we have a location. What is that address, Chairman Sabir? 4029 Market Street?
4029 Market Street. We got 5610 Lancaster Avenue. We got 2301 North Broad Street. We got 2739 North Fifth Street. We got 6233 Broad Street. We got 5301 2 Avenue. We got 1619 Grand Avenue. 1835 South Broad Street. 6100 Willard Avenue, and we can come down to Board at City Hall. So we are here. We have 11 locations, 11. And you don't have to live inside of, you know, any district. As long as it's Philadelphia County, you can use any one of these satellite locations.
There you go. What's that website, Commissioner Sabir?
Vote.phila.gov, vote.phila.gov. You always can call us at 215-686-VOTE, 215-686-VOTE.
There you go. There you go. That's the good information, folks. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Denise from West Philadelphia. Denise, you're live.
Hi, Senator Hughes.
Hey, Denise. How you doing?
Fine. Thank you for always keeping us well informed of what's going on with our government. Yes, I appreciate it. My question, I have a daughter that's away at school. So she received the ballot for the presidential election. It was mailed to her school. Do she have to request an absentee ballot for each election? And if so, what is the deadline for her to request that absentee ballot?
Okay, so you have to do it once every year. So if she did it in the presidential, she probably got to do it again. But what school did she go to? Hello?
She goes to Howard. I'm here.
Okay,
she goes to Howard University.
Okay, so the deadline for her to apply for the absentee ballot is October the 28th, right? But the only thing about October the 28th is we still have to mail her the ballot, and then we're going to have to get it back to us by November the 4th. So I would suggest, this is my suggestion, just bring her, just let her come up here, catch the bus or whatever, bring her up here. Let her come to one of our satellite locations, because we open even on the weekends. Just let her walk in, request the ballot, print it out, let her vote, and then she's done. Because getting it to her, returning it back, it might be slightly challenging to do that around this time, to be honest with you. I would just recommend that she just come and use one of our satellite locations. Because it's just it's clean, and it's just, it's done.
If Denise, I think that's a good suggestion, Chairman Sabir. If Denise is coming up to Philly sometime sooner rather than later, take it to the satellite office and fill out everything right there. In fact, she can cast the vote right there. All right?
Yeah. So get it done. It's over with.
Yeah, as opposed to trusting it to the mail. The mail's not like what it used to be, folks. Not like what it used to be. I have a question I'm going to ask Angelique. What is that thing that's motivating people these days? What is young people? What is it?
Well, I mean, it just depends. Again, we really try to focus on what's on the ballot. They had so many issues yesterday that they had elevated. But I think it's really when you help them understand, and I think when we're educating young people, right, really helping them understand that elected officials are put in power to address issues that they are concerned with, and that they have the power in turn when they don't feel like their issues are being responded to then hold them accountable. And so I think when you really give them that frame, right, of understanding that these people are hired to do a job, and that they have the power to do something about it when they don't, that gets them a lot more inspired about participating. We very much focus on voting and that is something that, you know, they have become very excited about, whether it be something that, you know, is in the justice system or, you know, we talked about issues the other day as far as, you know, how often they're allowed to go to the bathroom and how do you approach addressing that issue within the school district. So I think when you give them this work through an empowerment frame, they become very committed. And could I just ask the last voter, if they can't get here, right, PAU does have a vote by mail from college process that they can follow. So, you know, that's just always another option for anyone else that's listening. If they have students that are in college, vote by mail has a procedure, a document process where they can go in and it walks them right through how they can vote by mail from college, whether they're going to vote here or, you know, of course we want them to vote here, but it gives them the option and helps them make a vote.
There you go. What's the website for PAU's vote, Angelique?
PAUsvote.org.
Okay. PAUsvote.org. Folks, you remember that website. And remember, Angelique, Chairman Sabir, always available, always accessible in the community to talk about these important things. I'm going to ask Kira a question. Kira, we talk about judges, all right? Now, we talk about judges, Kira, and a lot of folks know judges. You know, they see the Supreme Court and Thurgood Marshall and this one and that one and this one and that one. But, you know, the meat and potatoes, or if you're a vegetarian, the, you know, the carrots and peas, okay? All right. Is down there at the Criminal Justice Center. And this cycle, we're electing judges in the Criminal Justice Center, Chris, with the serving common pleas court, right?
Yes.
So, I'm sorry. That's the reason why it's important.
I'm so true, but we're just saying, we have to know that these judges touch every aspect of our lives. And it starts at the local level. When you bring a case to court, whether it's a landlord-tenant dispute, a family, whether or not your children should go live with the father or the mother, whether or not you should have your children at all, whether it's criminal justice, which is easy, employment issues, because these are becoming also prevalent, especially amongst women that are losing their jobs in record numbers. These discrimination claims are first hitting some of these local areas, and then some may go to federal court. But I want you to keep this in your mind. The local judges are a reflection of the community that we are in. So you need people with the perspective and the understanding that they know the realities and challenges of the community so they can make sure their decisions are not just legally sound, but they're also fair and empathetic to the people that they understand. And so going into those courts, I used to be a public defender, and I'll tell you, there are about 70,000 people a year that we represent. That's a lot of lives these people these touch. And if we don't pay more attention, we're going to get people who don't understand the communities that are coming before them and are going to be making decisions based on their knee-jerk reactions and their perspective. So pay attention. There's a lot of great judges. Do your research. They all have a website. So you'll get something from anyone that could tell you, you know, hey, these judges are up for re-election or up for election. Google them. Googling is so easy. Many of these judges, as soon as you Google them, they'll have their website there. You can read about them. it is way too, it's time that we pay more attention to these local judges because, quite frankly, we haven't paid enough attention.
Not enough at all. Not enough at all. That's why we're having this conversation. Jessica, who's next?
Next we'll go to Gregory. Gregory, you're live.
Hey, Senator. First, thank you so much for hosting these town halls. It's fantastic to have a representative in Congress who reaches out to the constituents. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm not in Congress, Gregory. Don't get me in trouble. Okay. I'm in the state senate. Okay.
You are. I apologize.
That's
my question is about the PA state budget and if the lack of a budget is going to have any impact on the election in November.
So far, we don't see that having an impact. I'll check with Chairman Sevier, but I don't think he's feeling or has sent us a notice that the lack of a state budget will have an impact on the capacity and ability for folks to cast their vote. Chairman Sevier?
Well, as of now, it hasn't been for this election right now, but we do depend on a state grant, so I don't know what that looks like. I mean, maybe the city will come up, you know, whatever that grant is. But, again, we're not there yet. But this upcoming election, Tuesday, November the 4th, everything should be fine.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, sir. Good question.
Great question.
Playing. Jessica, who you got?
Next, we have Marsha. Marsha, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, Marsha.
How you doing? My question was answered. I was trying to find out if I heard right, stating that I could go to Lancaster Avenue and vote now.
That's right. That's correct. You heard that actually. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. As a matter of fact, you can take a picture. This is on Facebook for everybody to come use it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If
you have any problems, give me a call.
He's right.
The chairman will be there to make sure everything is all right for you.
That's right. And he comes out personally or sends his own people out personally. All right? So,
I won't be able to do it tomorrow, but I will be able to do it Monday.
Chairman Sevier, are those offices open 7 days a week?
They're open 5 days a week now, but next week they'll be as October the 11th is going to be our first weekend. So we'll be open straight 7 days a week all the way to November the 4th.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Liasa. Liasa, you're live.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
I just want to make a statement. In the past elections, the Philadelphia Tribune has printed a list of their recommendations. And I think this list was made by Mr. Michael Cord. He picked a different candidates that people should vote for. Just thought I'd put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He does.
That's...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, here.
Michael Cord, you know, he's a practitioner in this system, so he has come across a good number of the judges. But I still would encourage you to do some of your own homework as well, because even while Michael Cord may like or dislike certain judges, it is going to be up to you to decide what kind of judge you really want to see up there on the bench. So Michael Cord does provide a good list. Juxtapose that with some of your own Googling of these names.
I would also add League of Women Voters and Committee of 70 have a lot of information available. And so if you go to both either of those websites and put your address in, a lot of times it will give you exactly who is on your ballot. You can do a lot of research there as well.
All good information. Very good information. All right, Jessica, who's next?
Next we're going to go to Virginia. Virginia, you're live.
Hi, Senator Hughes. Oh, not Senator Hughes. Vincent.
Hey, Virginia.
This is Virginia. How you doing? This is Virginia Tucker from the Double Tree. I've known you for a long time. You should come in my restaurant.
Yes, you have.
My question is, I'm retired, and now I'm working like 3, sometimes 2 days a week as a cashier at Wawa. And there's a lot of young adults that come in, and they're illiterate. So my question is, when they get in the booth, how will they know, if they can't read, how will they know who to vote for?
That's
my question. Like, is there anyone that can assist them? I mean, you have a lot of young adults that was pushed through the school system that are legally ready to vote and willing to vote. But if you can't read, you just pull in, I guess you just go in there and pull any lever. So there's no one to assist them. That's my question.
Chairman Sabir, how's that process work?
So, I mean, whenever you walk, so when you're voting on election day, that's why they had these numbers. So literacy has always sort of been an issue, but one of the accessibility is those numbers. So, you know, a lot of teams where I used to vote was, they would just say, give me your numbers. It'd be 9, 29, 39, 49. And then once people had those numbers, right, that's another way to make it accessible as well. But, you know, you can't have, now, if it's like a, if you have a disability, someone can assist you, but, you know, nobody's really supposed to be walking into the voting booth with you. That's why it's critical to, you know, your churches, you know, wherever your family, endorsing your family, you can sort of recommend who you want them to vote for. If you want to give them, like, a sample ballot, like I say, or they remember who to vote for. But you can't advocate and just walk in, like, with the voting booth, like, with regular people. You can't do that.
Commissioner Spear, you can also online, if someone's helping you, request a mail-in ballot, and you can designate that you need assistance. And if basically literacy is a disability, then you can ask for assistance. But I will also say, get your voting ballot early. Go into one of these places where if you need help reading the names, you can have that help.
Right. I mean, like, that's what I said. So you can have that conversation with people to find out exactly, I'm saying, who the names are. Or if you can't see on the voting machines, we can adjust the machine to give you the headphones and they can verbally tell you who the names are. So if you want to walk in for assistance where you can't read, that may be as close as, like, you're visually impaired and you can't see. So you can ask the polling workers, and then what they'll do is they'll give you the headphones and then they can actually play the names, so that way they'll know the names they can't read. But again, you know, it's just, you just want to be careful, you know, because sometimes people will try to assist people and try, you know, so you have, there's just certain rules to it. But again, if you go to our website at vote.philo.gov, they have all appropriate forms. And if you're assisting somebody with an application, a voter registration form, that person that's assisting them has to fill that appropriate information out with that. So somebody just can't assist somebody with it and then they'll put the appropriate name down, all that kind of stuff. So it's a process, but always, you know, feel free to give us a call and we can walk you through that process so that everything will be appropriate.
Good questions and some very good answers. Jessica, who's next?
Next we're going to go to Sky. Sky, you're live.
Hi. My name, I had a blank. I voted, like, a while back. And then it was, like, white. Then it was a screen. I pushed the button. Then I didn't see no names. I don't know what happened again. I'm just my first time saying. I asked a lady in the booth. Out there, she said, oh, we can't do nothing about it. Oh, well. I just walked away.
Guy, when was this?
This was a vote we voted for. I don't like Philly, and I vote for my common church. It was that vote for this. I forgot what the vote was for.
What month was it, guy?
I'm gonna say.
Was it back in spring? Was it last year?
I think it was springtime. It was springtime. Springtime.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm going to suggest you do, okay? So that you won't have that problem in the future. You live near Mount Carmel?
Yes.
Okay. So probably you got two options. They're both equally close to you. I would suggest you go down to 40th and Market Street, 4029 mm-hmm. Market Street, to the voting center over there. Or you can go up to 56 in Lancaster to the voting center over there, and someone will help you through the process, do that remote voting ballot, all right? They'll take care of you. They'll work with you. They'll take care of it for you. As Chairman Sabir said, that may be the easiest thing, and they're getting ready to start opening up on weekends, too, to make it a lot easier for folks. Am I right, Chairman Sabir?
You're right. Yes, you're right. Yep.
Okay, Scott? All right. Jessica, who's next?
Next, we have Manira. Manira, you're live.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Hi. Thank you so much. I echo what everyone has said. These town halls are really useful, and I'm so happy to have been able to join this call. I'm in Winfield Heights. I co-lead a political club out in the suburbs, and one of the things that we did to ensure more engagement is we have designated block captains that service the people within the 1 to 3 block radius so that anyone that has questions about who to vote for, which way to go, it's a nonpartisan club, so we advise them on both, and then they make their choice, but they get the real answer, then we make sure that our block captains stay in the know, and that's increased our engagement by so much. It also is a way that involves the youth because they like being a part of that. They like unknowing and people coming to ask them questions. We also hire them as machine operators and such once they turn 18. So that's a big thing out in the suburbs for them to be able to work on election day and actually be paid. That's another way to engage the youth. And so like Ms. Drake, she sounds like someone who would have been, you know, doing what our block captains do to disseminate the information. Having the block captains are also key because when the questions that come up on the ballots and stuff, people who mail in, if they are not absolutely sure, they tend to skip those questions. And that's a missed mm-hmm. opportunity for us to get those votes. So that's something that I feel like we really need to address. But in the meantime, anyone that has the ability or the will or the drive to make sure that their neighbors get the right information, just set up a quick system and get some of your friends to participate and do it at their places as well. The more of us that do it, the more knowledgeable everyone is, the more engaged everyone is, and the more successful we will be. So thank you. And Angie.
Angie, that sounds like a plant call, okay? Sounds like one of your buddies, okay?
No.
Could I just quickly add, though, because I do think, like, we live in this space where we're very civically engaged, and I do think one thing I'm seeing both in my role, you know, going into these schools which are underfunded, and one of the impacts of being so underfunded is our young people are not getting taught civics, right? They're not being taught how all of these things are connected to, you know, addressing issues. Like, they, most of the time, I also served as the president of the NAACP. Many people didn't even know that a district attorney was an elected official. So I really appreciate Manira, and I think that we really have to start thinking, how do we be even more collaborative in connecting people with resources to trusted messengers so we can do the work to make sure we're really educating our constituencies, because you would just be surprised how little people really know about how government works. And just the importance of elected officials and how they have so much impact in their lives. So I'm grateful for Manira, and again, look forward to working collectively with this group to continue to find ways to just meet people where they are and give them the education that they need.
There you go. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Jessica, who's next?
Next we have Don from Roxborough. Don.
Good evening, all. I hope everyone is well this evening. One of the things that I wanted to really present here is that one of the reasons that we are in this situation is because we have had the party that's in power in our federal government strategically worked within the states with, like, the ballots, to look at, like, provisional ballots and to push a lot of those votes that were meaningful in other spaces during that time out. That's why we were a critical state and when things flipped. There have been some changes from my understanding with provisional ballots and voting, but one of the things that we're not doing well in education is messaging that this is something that is strategically being done. I hear about encouraging people to come out to these voting centers, which are really helpful. It's really helpful to hear all of this. But as the members of the community that are engaged, what is it that we can do to educate people that not only is like, oh, yeah, get out and do the vote. That's what we've been doing for the last 20, 30 years of this, okay, since I was a child. Now I'm an adult pushing this. But the streets and the people out here don't understand that there is a calculated effort to take away their rights to vote. What are we doing in the Democratic Party to make sure that people are educated in that space? And I recognize that we got people on the call that are going to the young people and all this stuff, but I think we need some actionable things that we can tell them to be aware of, because these people are out here trying to take away people's rights. We can tell them to go out to vote. But then if, like, they forget to fill out something on the provisional form or something like that, their vote is going away. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. So what right now have we started to do at the local level, the state level, to educate the communities people are trying to get or take their rights away, and the importance of what we're now doing, like what happened in July when we switched around the provisional voting process to make it a little less complicated, where if you missed a particular thing, your vote was getting thrown out. So I need to know, what is it that we're doing from a messaging perspective to stay ahead of these people? Because these people, like I heard earlier on the call, are out here propaganding us and sending out these fake looking things out here without seeing too. So we need to stop, like, no offense, like, I'm all about this, I'm about community, but we need to stop playing these games of, oh, we're going to be nice with this. We need to say, look, these people are coming for you for real. And we need to really explain it. But what can I do? What resources do I have as a person in my community to make the messaging easy, succinct, and direct to say, look, like, forget this whole vote or die thing that I grew up under when I was out here early when I was growing up, when they had that vote or die thing out there. We need something a little bit more succinct to help these people understand this. So I need to know, what are we doing as a party in the state and the local level to make this work?
So I'll be the first to respond, Don. I think there's some very good points that you brought up. I'm going to be a little bit careful not to make sure I don't cross into political conversation, you know, Democrat versus Republican, that kind of thing. First of all, the experts to help communicate the messaging to whatever constituency you may want to work with or want to be engaged with, these three individuals are experts, and they are the window to a number of other experts who know how to work these issues, know how to communicate these issues, and can help in going out to local communities, you know, beyond the telephone town hall, go out to local communities and speak to local church groups or speak to local neighborhood groups or go into schools or what have you. The help would be for you or others like you to say, all right, I'm going to bring you out to talk to these young people. I'm going to bring Angie Hinton out. I'm going to bring Kim Radford Gray out to talk about criminal justice issues and why it matters. I'm going to bring Chairman Sabir out to talk about the whole process and what's available to them. These individuals, along with myself, are very available to come out to the neighborhoods and organizations to help them better understand. And the streets, okay? I know all these streets, and none of them are afraid of the streets. I've seen them. I'm walking up and down the streets on a regular. None of them afraid of the streets. They can help do that. That's why we encourage, put out the website, put out the phone number, so they can be contacted, so they can go ahead and be part of your effort or anyone's effort to try to communicate on whatever level that you need to have communicated. And if you can't remember the difficulty remembering their websites, you can always just reach out to my office or go to my website, SenatorHughes.com, and my phone number, 215-879-7777, and we will facilitate a more in-depth conversation in different spaces so that the message can be communicated. Go ahead, Kira.
I know I heard what you said in one area, and this is what I want to say in terms of elections and judicial elections matter. Recently, we had won a battle where they were, there was a challenge to a ballot that had the wrong date on the outside of the envelope, and they wanted to invalidate those ballots. Well, that went to court. People fought on both sides, and the ruling came that Pennsylvania has to cure any ballot that they're going to try to invalidate. By curing means they have to contact the person, let the person know that there was a mistake, and they need to give the person a chance to rectify that before they invalidate the ballot. So this was a new victory that just happened in terms of challenging mail-in ballots. And I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Please spread the word that Pennsylvania now has to cure before invalidating any ballots.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. Go ahead, Cameron, and this is your closing remarks, bro.
Sure. So, everybody who's listening on this call, right, it's like, again, it's about 99% chance that you're going to vote, right? People now are going to vote based off the people who they trust. And so the people in your family trust you. But again, I'm not asking you to go out and save the world. I'm asking you to talk to people that's in your family that's not voting. If you ask them 4 to 6 times every election cycle, it's a 70% chance that they're going to vote. Now, all you have to do is just tell them who to vote for and show enthusiasm about the process. The messages don't have to be cheap. It's about enthusiasm. It's about accountability and getting them to do it. That's the process. Give them transportation, right? Tell them where to be at. And then tell them who to vote for. We can't tell you who to vote for on this call, but you can tell them who to vote for. And again, it's a 70% chance that they're going to do it. It's a phone call, a text, an email, but it matters who the message is coming from. So if we had a 30% voter turnout, if everybody who voted just bought one person who didn't vote, you got a 60% voter turnout. And we can do this. So everyone has to take the responsibility to get this done.
Chairman Sabir, thank you so very much. What's that website again, Chairman?
It's vote.philla.gov, vote.philla.gov. And our phone number is 215-686-VOTE, 215-686-VOTE, 215-686-8683.
Come on, he's been running that number for a long time. Thank you very much. Keir Bradford Gray, what is the final comment you want to make as we have run past the hour for this conversation?
The final comment I want to make is just, like you said, you guys are voters. You're going to be informed. Inform yourself a little deeper about the individuals by going to just Googling them. It will enlighten you about the type of people that are running for our bench here in Philadelphia. And again, I'll tell you, these statewide judicial races are going to be so important because there's going to be more and more civil rights claims as the federal government strips civil rights from us right now. So thank you, Senator Hughes, for having me, and thank you for having this very informative town hall.
Well, that's what we try to do. We try to do the right thing here. Try to do the right thing. Angelique Hinton from PA Youth Vote, what is the message that you want to communicate to everybody?
I just want to communicate that every election is very important and will impact you whether you vote or not. So let's stop letting people make decisions that are going to impact us without us. PA Youth Vote is engaging young people. We are in schools. We are also in community. We have plenty of resources. They are all nonpartisan, but we are happy to work with people who want to engage. And I will say, we just came to this whole summer of boots on the ground. Let's figure out ways to get people together, and let's have, you know, information and education sessions on the importance of participating in this process, and just the impact that we'll have on our communities if we don't start participating and becoming very engaged and educated voters. So, reach out to PAYouthVote.org. Again, we have plenty of resources that we are happy to share, and we will absolutely come even into community and do engagement as well. So, thank you.
Thank you, Angelique. Appreciate you. That's PAYouthVote.org, PAYouthVote.org. Thank you so very much. This has been a great conversation. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this evening. Thank you for participating in our telephone town hall conversation. To those who listened in and to those who asked questions and gave us some good ideas, if you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we will be able to get back to you. Thank you again for your participation. If you have any additional questions or concerns, call my office at 215-879-7777. That's 215-879-7777. Or you can always just go to my website, senatorhughes.com. Thanks, everyone. Have a good evening. Vote!
Good evening, Senator.
Bye.
Thank you, vote.